There are plans to expand the reach of a specialist Indigenous court in Toowoomba because the program has been posting some pretty impressive results since it was put in place. The Murray Court, which has been operating in Toowoomba since 2016, has been very successful in keeping 163 Indigenous adults out of jail. And in fact, no one that has been sentenced through the system has ended up behind bars. Catholic Care Toowoomba, which manages the program, wants to expand the model to target youth. And Stacey McCarthy from the Community Justice Group told the ABC's Belinda Sanders that she is proud of those results.
Basically, when they go to court, they see their solicitor. And the solicitor can speak to them about Murray Court. A lot of the times it is for someone who is at risk of jail, going to jail, to come to the Murray Court. They have to be, obviously, identify as Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. They have to plead guilty to their charges. So it's just, they can't say, I don't believe in that, I want to fight it. They can't do that through Murray Court. They have to plead guilty. So it's basically they speak to their solicitor, who hands up a Murray Court eligibility form to the magistrate, and the magistrate signs off on that, and then they get referred to Murray Court.
And when they go to Murray Court, they face elders in their community, correct?
That's correct, yes. When they're referred, they have to come and do what's called a Murray Court entry report with the elders and myself, and that's basically a 10-page report that touches on everything and basically tells their story so the magistrate can see what's happened in their past that brings them to where they are today.
It's a bit reflective on what happened in Aboriginal society for thousands of years. It was always the elders that were the punishers, I suppose, when they did something wrong towards their tribe.
Yes, that's true. Back in those days it was, and we find that they get very shamed that they have to be in front of their elders. Our elders play a very big part in our Murray Court. They can speak to the clients while they're sitting beside the magistrate, and you know, if they want to be stern with them, they will be. But on the flip side, if they want to encourage them to keep doing what they're doing, they also can do that.
So this is an adult court system in this case. It's over 18.
Yes, it's 18 plus. Yeah.
And how many have you had referred to you, and what's the outcome been, say, in the last 12, 18 months, whatever amount of time?
I'd say that we probably, over the last couple of years, we've probably had 120, 150 referrals. Not everybody makes it to sentencing. Basically, when they come and see us, the ball is in their court. We will refer them to a service that will help them along the way. And it's basically up to them to do the right thing to make it to sentencing. They can be involved in the Murray Court for 3 months, or it could be longer, depending on how much support that they need. We have had some clients on there for 8 to 9 months.
So what are they doing in that time?
In that time, they are going to the services that we refer them to. We have a big number of people that do have drug and alcohol issues, so we send them to Lives Live Well for drug or alcohol counselling. And for the a majority of the men, we send them to the Carbal Medical Centre for the Strong Fathers group. Also here at Catholic Care, we run what's called a women's group called Deadly Sisters. So that's basically, any of the women that are interested can come to that, but the thought behind that was what do we do with the ones that don't have a drug and alcohol issue? We've got to be doing something with them. So it's just an arts and craft and yarning group.
So it's basically getting connection back with their own community.
That's what it's all about, is getting them back connected to their community, back to their culture also.
You were saying you had how many referrals in the last couple of years?
Oh, probably around about 120 to 150. It starts off very slow at the start of the year, and then it picks up a bit. And then when winter comes, it gets a little bit quieter. But then it picks up in the warmer months again.
Of those 120 to 150, what's been the success rate? They were obviously at risk of going to jail. Do they end up there? Like, what's been the success rate?
No, since August 2016, when we got relaunched, we have not had one person, for everyone that's made it to sentencing, not one person has done actual jail time.
Why do you keep doing it?
Because I love my job. I love being able to help the community, especially with the justice system. I sort of fell into this role because I wasn't a community justice coordinator to start with. I was a Murray Watch coordinator when we had Murray Watch. And the department just said, you're now a community justice group. And I went, wow, thanks. What does that mean? And so it was more about... So I've been learning over these... I think we become a community justice group back in 2004, maybe five, from memory. And I've just learned along the way, and it's just... if you would have asked me 15 years ago if I'd be doing court work, I would have said no. But I love learning that as well.
Society has a fairly harsh view on people that commit crimes.
Mm, that's right? True.
They don't know the background.
Yeah.
So do you think that this job has sort of changed your approach or look or, you know, opinion when you see the bad things that are reported all the time?
Oh, most definitely it has, yes. Because doing this job, you realise that everybody has a story.
And it's changing the story.
That's it. It is. It's changing the story to get them out of that vicious cycle that they've probably been caught in for quite a while.
Stacey McCarthy from Community Justice Group speaking there with Belinda Sanders.